Good morning, and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024, so grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the digital landscape's twists and turns.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry. Keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors, our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game.
And now, for a bit of Monday morning humor, why did the computer go to the doctor? Because it had a virus. But don't worry, with our early adopter program, you can be part of the solution, not the problem. Join us at healsecurity.com and let's make Mondays a little brighter together. In a bold step towards future-proofing internet security, Google Chrome is experimenting with a new post-quantum cryptography algorithm designed to protect against potential quantum computer attacks. However, this cutting-edge security measure could lead to the unintended consequence of breaking TLS connections, posing compatibility challenges for users. As the tech giant tests these waters, industry observers will be closely monitoring the balance between advancing security and maintaining seamless internet connectivity. In an unprecedented move, London Drugs has shut down all of its pharmacy services across the board due to a significant cybersecurity incident. The abrupt closure has impacted numerous customers who rely on the chain for their prescription needs as the company works to resolve the security breach. While the full extent of the incident remains unclear, London Drugs has assured they are taking all necessary steps to protect customer data and restore full services. Microsoft has deployed a fix for an issue causing incorrect BitLocker recovery mode activations on Windows systems. The problem, triggered by certain motherboard firmware updates, erroneously prompted users for recovery keys due to misinterpreted BitLocker policy changes. Users affected by this encryption error can now expect a smoother operating experience after the latest software update resolves the bug. A recent report from a digital watchdog group has raised concerns about Google's Privacy Sandbox initiative, questioning the tech giant's commitment to user privacy. Critics argue that the proposed changes, while curtailing third-party cookies, may still allow Google to retain an unfair advantage in the digital advertising market. The industry is closely watching as Google's efforts to reconcile privacy with targeted advertising undergo scrutiny for potential anti-competitive practices. In a recent cybersecurity development, Discord has successfully shut down spy.pet, a website notorious for unauthorized tracking of millions of Discord users' activity and personal data. The illicit service offered real-time monitoring of users' online status, game activity, and server memberships, raising serious privacy concerns within the online community. Discord's proactive measures to defend user privacy underline the ongoing battle against digital surveillance and the importance of safeguarding personal information in the virtual space. In a significant data breach, ICICI Bank inadvertently exposed sensitive financial details of 17,000 credit card holders, raising concerns about customer privacy and security within one of India's largest private banking institutions. The bank quickly responded by blocking the affected cards and announcing the issuance of new ones, while assuring customers of compensation in case of financial loss due to the breach. ICICI Bank's ordeal underscores the urgency for robust cyber defenses, as the bank had previously been under scrutiny for another massive data leak reported by CyberNews researchers. Recent reports indicate that fraudulent phishing websites designed to mimic the United States Postal Service are garnering traffic comparable to the legitimate USPS site, posing significant risks to consumers. These counterfeit sites often trick individuals into providing personal and financial information under the guise of resolving non-existent delivery issues or updating account details. Law enforcement and cybersecurity experts are actively working to take down these malicious sites and are urging the public to exercise caution and verify the authenticity of websites before entering sensitive information. Researchers at the University of Manchester have successfully cultivated miniature human lungs, known as organoids, from stem cells to study the effects of nanomaterial exposure, which closely resemble those observed in animal tests. These tiny, lab-grown lungs replicate essential characteristics of real tissue, providing a more ethical and potentially effective method for investigating nanomaterial impacts on pulmonary health. The advent of this technology holds promise in reducing the reliance on animal models for such research, especially within the field of nanotoxicology. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like and subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider joining the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.